Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Your Voice, Your Vote. I'm Brian Clark. Contrasting closing messages in the final hours of the campaign, fewer than 40 miles apart, former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris. In Reading, Pennsylvania, Trump said he can fix the economy.
Kamala broke it, and I will fix it, and fast.
In Allentown, Vice President Harris said America is ready to turn the page on a decade of politics driven by fear and derision, while also emphasizing health care.
I believe access to health care should be a right and not just a privilege of those who can afford it.
Philadelphia judge allowed Elon Musk's daily $1 million giveaway to a registered voter to continue. The Philadelphia district attorney sued to block the program, calling it an illegal lottery. And amid concerns about safety, the New York City Police Department documents that the FBI has received more than 2,000 threats to election workers. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again asking residents to report any black bear den locations they find while spending time outdoors. According to a press release, locating the bear dens will help DNR officials conduct their black bear litter and diet survey, which seeks to use the gathered data to create new estimates of black bear populations in bear management zones. The study is in its fourth year, and researchers are specifically looking for more dens in management zones C, D, and E across central and western Wisconsin. A wanted Minnesota fugitive was arrested in northwest Wisconsin over the weekend. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, an arrest warrant had been issued for 32-year-old Jack Guy of Hennepin County, accusing him of second-degree murder. On Saturday afternoon, the Polk County Sheriff's Office Emergency Response Team and the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office conducted an arrest operation at an apartment in Balsam Lake. Guy was taken into custody without incident and was taken to the Polk County Jail to await extradition. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a death in Price County that they believe may be suspicious. According to a press release from the Price County Sheriff's Office, a person was found dead along State Highway 13 near Whitby Road in the town of Hackett on Sunday at around 9 p.m. Law enforcement authorities said in the press release that they do not believe there is any further threat to the community and the incident is under investigation. Authorities did not reveal the identity of the person who was killed, nor how that person may have died. The city of Ashland is in the process of suing the designers of the pier along Lakeshore Drive East after it was forced to close due to ice damage. According to court documents, the city is suing C&S Design and Engineering for breach of contract and negligence due to the allegedly substandard pier. City officials say they noticed deficiencies just a year after the new pier was built and hired an outside firm to inspect it. The 2018 pier replacement was an over $500,000 project that received funding from various grants and programs. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers lose to Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had an early field goal, then trailed the rest of the night, losing 24-14 to the Lions at Lambeau Field. Dropped passes and penalties killed the Packers. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, man, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, a lot of momentum killers. You know, we've been getting away with a lot of it because we've been kind of masking it with the wins. But when you play a good team, man, you know, all the little things catch up to you.
The Packers now head into their bye week at 6-3 in third place behind Detroit and Minnesota in the NFC North Division. NBA, Bucks and the Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight. Bucks forward Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game in Milwaukee and says several personal items were stolen. Baseball, the Brewers with two players winning Gold Glove awards for the first time since 1979. Second baseman Bryce Terang and outfielder Sal Frelick.
It's definitely cool, a little surreal still, and I think even cooler to do it, you know, with Bryce.
That's Sal Frelick with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight with showers pushing back into the area later on. Temps fall into the 40s tonight and stay there for tomorrow, with clouds and on and off periods of rain. Clearing out for Wednesday, highs in the upper 40s. And with sunshine Thursday, highs warm to near 50. Right now it's 50.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Pat Kreitlow. Tuesday morning, we broadcast from Madison with Deborah Kronmiller from the League of Women Voters and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski as we kick off Election Day in Wisconsin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
Hey, thank you for listening to the Dom Salvia Show. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Thank you for listening. Jazzed as hell to introduce to you Alex Lazary. He's a Democratic National Committee member, formerly in the Obama White House and a former Milwaukee Bucks executive. Alex, welcome to the show, man. Good to see you.
Thanks so much for having me.
It is my pleasure, man. What are we at? 24, 25, 20, 12, 13, 14 hours. The polls open here, Alex, in 14 hours. How are you feeling these days?
Nauseously optimistic, yeah. I think is the phrase I've been hearing. And, you know, I think what I feel great about is, one, we have the better candidate. And, you know, what I remember even from my days with the NBA, you always felt good if you had the best player on the floor.
Yeah.
And that's what we have. So that gives me a lot of hope. We've got, I think, at least here in Wisconsin, the best state party of, you know, Democrat or Republican anywhere in the country. So, you know, I'm feeling, you know, again, nauseously optimistic about Wisconsin. This is going to be a close election. And I think this is something we've been saying for months now, that this is going to be close. And, you know, finally we're at judgment day.
Alex, you talk about the best player of the game and perhaps with the DNC with Ben Wickler, the best coach perhaps. But what about the ground game here? I've been really impressed with how the Democrats, and specifically here in Wisconsin, have been really working the ground game, getting people out. What's your assessment?
I think that's right. I mean, I think there's a reason, you know, we've been able to win, what is it, 7 of the last 8 statewide elections. And I think that has a lot to do with the apparatus and the infrastructure that Ben Wickler and everyone at the party has been able to put together. And you know, I think that's where we have an advantage. You know, again, look, if you're going to lose a state by 4 or 5 points, the infrastructure and apparatus probably isn't going to make that much of a difference. But in an election and in a state where everything is decided by 1 or 2, that infrastructure could be the difference. And, you know, quite frankly, I think will be the difference in this election.
And my understanding, the Republicans kind of farming out their ground game to some degree. I think there's perhaps different motivations for folks on all the different sides. Wisconsin, you know, part of the blue wall, Alex, Pennsylvania, Michigan. I mean, there's a lot that can go into this. How do you think we're going to pair up in Pennsylvania? A lot of folks paying attention. We had you know, both candidates here in Milwaukee last Friday. If you try to drive around downtown Milwaukee, you know how it is. Bridges are closed. Streets are closed. Wisconsin being paid attention to very much by both candidates. But Pennsylvania seems to be the spot. What do you think?
I think Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, what we've been kind of calling the blue wall for, you know, since 2016, I think is going to be the ballgame. And I think, you know, if Vice President Harris can hold the blue wall She's the next president of the United States. If there's a crack in the blue wall, we've got to pick something else up. But I think where you look at where we are with Michigan, Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, again, this is going to be a close election, right? Like even saying I'm optimistic about Wisconsin doesn't mean I think we're going to win by Obama era margins.
Yeah.
I don't even think we're going to win by Tony Evers era margins, right? I think what we're going to win by is what's kind of happened in the last two presidential cycles where, Trump won by less than a point and then Biden won by less than a point. And I think we're probably on track to do that here in Wisconsin. And I think Pennsylvania and Michigan, again, are going to be close. And so I think what we've got to do is control what we can control. That is having an incredible closing argument. I think the VP's closing argument is spot on, talking about how she's going to be the president for everyone, whether you vote for her or not. I was at her speech at the Ellipse in D.C. Last week, and I think that argument is just spot on. You're even seeing at her latest rallies, she's not even mentioning President Trump. And I think that's important when you're looking at where the two candidates are and what their closing arguments are. You've got the vice president talking about being a president for everyone, making sure that, that she's going to listen and give everyone a seat at the table. And how she doesn't want to just be the president for Democrats, but she's going to be a president for you, whether you voted for her or not. And former President Trump is talking about, past grievances and an enemies list and, fake nationality issues with the best basketball player in the world. So I think you're kind of seeing what this closing argument is. And I think it really does come down to, Trump's enemies list versus Kamala's to-do list. And I think that's, when the vice president has put it in those terms, I think you're going to see a lot of people breaking her way towards the end.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. That's Alex Lazzari, member of the Democratic National Committee. Thank you, Alex, for joining us. Just as a observing, not even like bringing in the content of either a Harris campaign rally or a Trump rally, it's just so much seems so much more uplifting and happy listening and hearing Harris talk versus hearing Trump talk. It is, regardless of what they're saying, just the tone, the mannerisms, the sweating. It's just an entirely different world. But one thing has changed, though, I want to get your sense on, Alex. The Dobbs decision came down to 2022, right? That wasn't the case for 2020 or certainly for 2016. And if you believe the polling, and I'm questionable on the polling, but some of the late polling coming and saying that it's older women are breaking towards Harris. How much of do you think Dobbs is going to play into this? And will that be, something that will maybe not be represented in the earlier polling and comparing it to 16?
Look, I think, women's health, with the ability for women to make their own healthcare decisions and be equal citizens to men in this country, I think is going to have a dramatic impact on this election. I mean, I think when you look at the Republican plan for, a national abortion ban and some of the intense anti-choice restrictions that they've put in states where you've got the Republican, trifecta, compared to what the vice president is saying, which is she wants Roe to be the law of the land. And I think you're seeing a lot of women and quite frankly, a lot of men saying that I won't, this is an issue that's important to me as a man. My wife is the chief of staff at Planned Parenthood Wisconsin. I see how important day to day in her work that this issue is. This is not just a women's issue. This is a men's issue as well. And making sure that women have the ability to make their own healthcare choices. And I think, that's where you're seeing some of the extremism on the Republican Party. And I think it just comes down to, Dobbs. I think it's going to come down to the economic message. And I think the overall message, again, that the vice president is ending with, which is talking about being a president for everyone and turning the page. I think what we've seen over the last 8-10 years is I think people are just really tired of the division and really tired of pitting Americans against each other and talking about the enemy within, right? The president, the former president talks about, fighting the enemy within, which are Democrats. And I think this is, a huge issue when we're really thinking about who we want as the next president and where we want the future of this country. I think turning the page and, getting to a place where we can disagree without being disagreeable I think is something all Americans are looking for. And I think it's why the vice president, you know, I'd rather be in her position heading in to election day than his.
Alex, it's exhausting. It really has been. And with regards to Dobbs, I mean, I'm reading articles, and I saw one recently, probably last week. Some young lady ended up dying. I mean, she died. She couldn't get the helps that she needed. And so this is happening in real time. It's not just women, as you mentioned. I mean, that person had a family, had brothers or sisters and a mother and a father and grandparents and people that loved them and wanted to have kids and couldn't do it, couldn't get through, and ended up dead because of terrible legislation and you know, folks wanting to tell women that they can't do what they need to do with their own body. I'm sorry, man. That stuff, there are real world implications. Alex Lazary, DNC, the 2025 project, you know, not only are they going to, you know, continue to make women secondhand citizens, now they want to dismantle our administrative state and what? Bring in lackeys? How much do you think that's playing in? Do you think that's resonating, that the thought that these folks would come in and just overhaul government as we know it?
I think like the corruption of the Trump administration is playing a huge role in this. Yeah. And I think when you look at, again, when this is a unique election in that you're, you know, the vice president is running against someone that we don't have to project what they would do. You actually can look at what would happen, and you look at the corruption of the Trump administration, how he has operated, you know, kind of his entire life, versus the vice president, who, you know, has been the top law enforcement officer in California, who has fought for equality and justice, no matter who you are, for everyone. I think to me, the choice is clear. And obviously for me, the choice is very clear. But again, I think when we're talking about these late undecideds and we're looking at this final pitch and how the vice president is making it versus the former president, I think it's becoming pretty crystal clear. And I think it's, again, why her closing message versus his is so spot on and why I've been really proud of their campaign. They're not getting attached to all the noise. And, you know, President Clinton said at his convention speech, don't count the eyes, count the lies. Don't count the lies, count the eyes. And it's because the former president is focused on himself. That's who he cares about. But when you see the vice president, she cares about everyone. And she's talking about how she's going to create a country and an economy that's going to work for everybody, for everyone to get ahead. Not about punishing anybody, but making a rising tide that's going to lift all boats. And I think that's the kind of leader we need in this country, someone who is going to work with Democrats and Republicans. That's also why we got to send Tammy Baldwin back to the Senate, because she has a proven track record of getting things done. You know, when I ran for Senate, I had a little note card of all the money that she's brought back to Wisconsin, all the things that she's done for Wisconsinites. And I think that's why, again, we're going to have my hope is we're going to have a really great night tomorrow night.
Alex, last 60 seconds, the economic message. Obviously, what resonates with people most right now is inflation, but there's other factors.
You just look at trying to build on what we've done the last 4 years. I think you already know, like, you know, as the vice president has said, you know, prices are still too high. She's going to take on price gouging, the first candidate ever to talk about taking on price gouging. She's going to make sure that anyone making less than $400,000 a year is going to get a tax cut. And I think that's what's important. She's going to put more money back into working people's pockets. She's going to make it so that you have the ability to get ahead, and that if you play fair and play by the rules, that you can succeed. I think with Vice President Kamala Harris, the American dream can become a reality again, and that's why we need to elect her tomorrow.
Alex Lazary, member of the Democratic National Committee, former Obama White House, former Milwaukee Bucks executive. Thank you. Good to see you again, Alex.
Great to see you guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, folks. This is the Dom Salve Show. Coming back with your calls, 855-752-4842.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax on everyday products. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
And welcome back to the Dom Selfie Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It's a text line. We will get to all of them shortly. I want to thank our most recent guest, Alex Lazary, Democratic National Committee member, former Bucks executive, former White House staffer as well. Appreciate Alex coming around these days, man. These are the best days. Everyone's got something to say. Elections tomorrow, man. I mean, we're right on the edge. What's going to happen? I don't know. Nauseously
optimistic. I really like that. I'm holding on to that. My goodness, do I feel it.
But I'm not nauseous.
I am.
I'm not. Must be all the self-medicating, but I feel pretty damn good right now. And, you know, everyone's cautious, certainly, and perhaps many of us are nauseous, but still optimistic, at least here in the state of Wisconsin. And appreciate Alex coming around, Ben Wickler, earlier in the show. Still working, still hustling, folks. If you care, if it matters, you can still jump on, you can still help out. You can go to wisdems.org, I believe, and check it out and just Google it, find out what's going on around you. These last few minutes, these last few hours, this less than a day, it will matter. And if you can drag one or two out, you know, if you got bring three friends and three of their friends bring three friends and we can all buy our soap together. It's going to be great. 855-752-4842. Let's get to the lines. Cindy from Appleton, my old stomping grounds. I was there yesterday. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got?
Well, I have a few things. First of all, your last caller, Pete, is a little bit off base. Apparently, he did not listen to, I don't remember, it was Maggie Dawn or Dean that had that general that was a former Republican on talking about how dangerous Donald Trump is.
Yeah.
Apparently, he missed that show. Also, here's a man who is willing to lay his life out on the line to save our democracy, but yet he's voting for a man who's told us he's going to eliminate our democracy and our Constitution, and he's also told us he's going to eliminate Social Security, well, not eliminate, but cut benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and for veterans. So how does somebody who put their life on the line vote for someone who wants to take all this away?
Yeah. Yeah, those are great questions, Cindy, and perhaps next time we talk to Pete, we will ask him. I would also remind Pete, who said he was a disabled veteran, if you believe the reporting, if you believe what some of the folks around him, it was General Kelly, I forget which one, it was Milley, when Donald Trump was bothered by the sight of wounded veterans, And when he talked about the suckers and losers that were dead in the cemetery, you know, this is that, and this is a guy, as Cindy mentioned, would terminate parts of the Constitution if he had the ability to do so. And this is a guy who did not uphold his oath to protect and defend the Constitution when he ordered a mob to attack the Capitol because he lost an election. There is no honor in any of those things. Zero. The Warhawk comment, and I can appreciate that. No, man, I'm not a Warhawk. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, man, that's not what I'm about. But certainly things happen, unfortunately. And yeah, we did get lied into wars. You know, we talk about Cheney. I mean, we're talking about conflict here. We have Dick Cheney's supporting Harris and not Trump, not because she wants Harris to start World War III, but because Trump is so antithetical to the concept of the Constitution and what this country is about. Even Darth Vader warmonger Dick Cheney recognizes that. So it's not that I'm supporting Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney's so concerned, he's supporting Harris. And so it was the Republicans that lied us into the Iraq War, if I recall, right? No, this is not about warmongering. Even the support that is given, that we as a country have provided to Ukraine, and of course the European countries have as well. I mean, what happens? What would Trump do? He would just acquiesce? Okay, you can have it. We're not doing that anymore. Good luck, Ukraine. You're, have at her. And what? Poland's next? You know, peace in our time? Google it. Google it. Peace in our time. So it's a dangerous world, no doubt. But I believe that Harris has the mental capacity to sift through some very complex and difficult situations and not think about Padner pocket, or if at the end of the war he's going to have a place to, she's going to have a place to build a hotel. You see what I'm saying? 855-752-4842. Eric from, oh Lord, stuck in Lodi again. Welcome, Eric. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I just wanted to take maybe 30 seconds and just ask the Trumpers and the Trump leaning independents that maybe haven't made up their mind yet a couple of questions. And I guess I want to know, doesn't the constant anger, grievance, and whining wear you down? Don't you get tired of being angry, pessimistic, and defensive? I mean, I work with people that are Trumpers. I know what they gripe and whine about. They're angry and they're pessimistic. What's it like to live in a world where all you see is foreigners and hellscapes and insults? I would imagine the ever-growing list of the conspiracy theories would be difficult to keep up with, or much to defend. Not to mention the endless pressure to buy his merch or his constant demands for money. You know, yeah. Wouldn't you rather view your neighbors, guys, as friends instead of with suspicion? Don't you think it would be nice to have a family Thanksgiving without arguing or even maybe be invited to one for change? I mean, isn't it time to put away the suspicion of your fellow Americans and embrace them? I mean, they could continue to see the world with anger and resentment, but I think, don't they want to see with better eyes than that? I mean, it's just... It confounds me. It's exhausting.
I was just going to say, man.
Go through these mental gymnastics.
Eric, great points, and thank you for the call. It reminds me of the Big Lebowski, when Lebowski beats Bunny by the pool, and Bunny's buddy is passed out floating in the water, and Bunny asks if she wants to blow on her wet fingernails, and Lebowski looks over, looking concerned that maybe she's hanging out with this guy who's passed out in the pool, And she's like, oh, don't worry about him. He's a nihilist. Lebowski says, sounds exhausting. It does sound exhausting. It does. You know, all the angst and the hatred, isn't it? And I know, you know, hey, why do you guys hate Trump so much? You know, number one, don't frame it like that. I don't hate anybody, man, because hate takes a lot of energy. You don't get that from me. You're not going to get that from me. I don't hate Trump. I don't like him. But hate, man, it's like a bag of bricks. Just drop it. Let it go. And let's work on better things moving forward and not lamenting the musings of a 78-year-old crazy man. 855-752-4842. How about a 53-year-old crazy man?
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin officials say nearly 55,000 pounds of unused or expired medications were collected around the state for Drug Takeback Weekend. The event took place over the last weekend of October, giving residents a chance to get rid of their unused or unwanted medications to reduce the risk of opioid addiction. According to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, this fall's take-back total was slightly lower than last spring's and about 5,000 pounds lower than last fall's. Officials are waiting for national numbers to see where Wisconsin ranked. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. visited Rice Lake over the weekend to make a final call for supporters to get to the polls. Kennedy spoke at the University of Wisconsin's Barron County campus, telling his supporters to cast their votes for former President Donald Trump. Kennedy had initially entered the race as an independent candidate, but dropped out and endorsed former President Trump earlier this year. He also sued to have his name removed from the Wisconsin ballot, but was unsuccessful as he did not withdraw before the deadline to have his name removed. Parents in Duluth trying to figure out how to make time to vote will have a new child care option available to them for free. The downtown Duluth YMCA has announced it will allow any residents to drop off their kids for a couple of hours so they can get to the polls and cast their ballots. The free daycare will be available for kids up to 9 years old from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Election Day. The organization will have live music and games to keep kids entertained. YMCA officials will also help voters find their polling place and answer any other questions they have. Northwest Wisconsin will see some internet infrastructure upgrades thanks to funding from the United States Department of Agriculture. On Friday, the USDA announced a new $8 million grant to improve broadband connection in rural parts of the Midwest region. Among the areas that will be receiving funding are Burnett and Washburn counties. Expanding internet access across Wisconsin has been a major focus both for Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and federal agencies. The grant funding is among many programs looking to improve that access. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight with showers pushing back into the area later on. Temps fall into the 40s tonight and stay there for tomorrow, with clouds and on and off periods of rain. Clearing out for Wednesday, highs in the upper 40s. And with sunshine Thursday, highs warm to near 50. Right now it's 50.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin, to get to know a group of small town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, population 9,000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is here. It is Election Day. Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Make sure you go to vote. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Also on the Facebooks, on the YouTubes, man, people are going off over there. And the text line will get to you as well, but be patient. Want to throw a couple more thoughts out there for your consideration. Some folks wonder, wow, how can you possibly have such angst and ill will towards former President Donald Trump? No, I don't hate. God, it seems exhausting. Hate. It's not hate. It's massive criticism. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. observations. It's mm-hmm.
disgust. It's
analysis of behavior that I wouldn't allow my children to watch. Huh. There's mm-hmm. lots of ways to do it, but no, man, come on, hate. The New York Times, Trump, in increasingly dark and dour tones, says he shouldn't have left the White House.
Yeah.
Donald J. Trump, who sought to overturn his loss of the 2020 election, also suggested he didn't mind if reporters were shot. Wait, that I resemble that.
He didn't.
I'm a reporter.
Mind.
You know, I've asked questions.
You are the enemy of the people, Dom.
The enemy. Yeah. So these kinds of things, and it's just another example. It's the most recent example, and this one articulated today by the New York Times, November 4th, updated at 9:19 a.m. Eastern Time. God, I hate daylight savings time. With 2 days left in his third presidential campaign, Trump told supporters at a Pennsylvania rally that he shouldn't have left the White House, and at the end of his term escalated his unfounded claims of voter fraud and said, I don't mind if reporters mm-hmm. are shot at. We have some of the sound.
We do.
Thank you. Would you please, let's play it for the people. Trump, he should never have left. Well, aren't you supposed to leave when you lose? Mm-hmm. I'm just...
And I do... Pete, I want you to listen. Listen to this. On the phone, you were demanding that I give you reasons why I really dislike Trump. These are his own words.
So this would be one of the reasons?
This is two of them, yeah.
Okay, let's hear
it. All right, let's hear.
We had the safest border in the history of our country the day that I left. I shouldn't have left. I mean, honestly, because we did so well. We had such a great... So now...
You lost. You literally lost.
I mean,
every polling booth has... Hundreds of lawyers standing
every booth?
There. It's all about
Hundreds?
The lawyers. Everybody's standing lawyers. Nobody should have that. You should have a damn ballot and you hand it in.
Yeah, that's called voting.
Works.
And if you have that damn ballot and way to mock the election system of that, you know, it supports the democracy that you want to destroy in the same breath that you're saying you never should have left, when those damn ballots are all filled out and handed in and counted mm-hmm. and you lose, dude, you don't get to stay regardless of the great job you thought you were doing. Because that's how democracy works.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more.
There is more, Dom.
But wait. There's more. Worse. Let's hear what he had to say about the press.
Yeah.
And I have this piece of glass here. But all we have really over here is the fake news, right?
It's nice to hear that he has a new original. Quotes.
To get me, somebody would have to shoot through the fake news. And I don't mind that so much because I don't mind.
He doesn't mind that so much.
No, not so much.
Oh, but you think maybe that was it? Oh, no. Oh, no. According to the New York Times, Trump went on. Quote, later acknowledging a gap in the protective glass, he gestured to the press area. They're my glass. Those people are my glass. Let's think about this for a minute. Trump is comparing the press, the media, you know, freedom of the press. It's in the Constitution. It's a thing. The Fourth Estate as basically human shields. They are my glass. Those people are my glass. You have to shoot through them to get to me, and I don't mind. See, that's some twisted ass talk, Pete. That's not acceptable for anybody, let alone the President of the United States. So you want to vote for that guy? I mean, you have your constitutional right to vote however you want. All you folks mm-hmm. do. Mm-hmm. But would you want your kids to be in the press or even in the area? Hey, shoot through them. You're my glass. You're my glass. Just put all the people in front, right? Aren't there a lot of condemnation of terrorist groups using people as human shields? Literally, that was what Trump said. They're my glass. The press, as he gestured to the press, those people are my glass. 855-752-4842. Joe from Madison. Happy days, Joe. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Dan. Good to hear you. I, too, wanted to offer some thoughts for Pete, who was wanting to know why people were frustrated with Donald Trump. And I would add in here Mr. Trump's how he treats veterans, especially disabled veterans. Mm-hmm. This is a MSNBC story. You can look it up. It's a MSNBC from September 22, 2023. And the title of it is Disabled Vets Seem to Get Respect from Everyone But Donald Trump. And it recounts a story that's been told before where Chief of Staff Mark Milley, General Mark Milley, at his opening for when he got this position, he chose a veteran to sing God Bless America. And that person was a veteran named Luis Avila. I hope I pronounced his name right. And this is for his welcoming ceremony. In the court, Avila definitely had gone through great woes. Five combat tours. He lost a leg, suffered brain damage, two heart attacks, and two strokes. Oof. So he's in a wheelchair. It's a bit rainy, and the rain softened ground. And apparently, he almost fell over in his wheelchair, and several people came over to help him. Trump did compliment him after he sang, but then he turned on Milley and said in a loud enough voice for multiple people to hear, quote, "Why do you bring people like that here? No one wants to see that. The wounded," end quote. Mm. And he then said to Milley, he said, "Don't you ever have that guy appear in public again." So as a disabled vet, I think you might want to look at that. I know for me, there are people in my extended family who've got several people who were just disabled during the course of their service. This doesn't sit well. It doesn't sit well. If anything, we should be completely respectful to people who have gone through it for in service to their country. And apparently that's true for Pete. So I don't quite understand why he would want to vote for somebody who treats his service with such disrespect, I guess is a way to say it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Appreciate your contribution as well. And Pete's calling, but Pete, just so you know, we take one call per person per day. You can get another crack at me tomorrow, and I encourage you to do so. Mm-hmm. You are inspiring lots of folks. 855-752-4842. But there's more than just Trump out there. We do have some Kamala Harris sound. So instead of Trump's, musing that he never should have left the White House, even though he lost the election with those damn ballots, and even though he says there's hundreds of lawyers in each voting booth, if Harris wins, there's not going to be any cows. There's not going to be anything.
I know. I mean,
and beyond the fact that you have to shoot through the fake news to get to Trump, which he apparently is fine with, the murder of, innocent journalists who are just doing their job. What did Trump say? I'm fine with that. So he's okay with that. But there's more. Harris, she was at a church service in Detroit. That was a little more uplifting. Now, this one goes out to all the folks who perhaps think that Harris is a godless antichrist.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's take a listen.
Let us answer then, not just with our words, but with our works. Not just with our faith, but with our feet as we walk to the polls. And let us use our power to advance the cause of freedom, opportunity, and justice. Yes, let us turn the page and write the next chapter of our history, a chapter grounded in a divine plan big enough to encompass all of our dreams, a divine plan strong enough to heal division, a divine plan bold enough to embrace possibility, God's plan.
I'm not a huge fan, but I appreciate the sentiment, Kamala Harris. Another one, I think this was also very telling, referencing the war in Gaza. Again, this is a weak spot for the Harris campaign, being tied to Biden, being tied to the aid to the Netanyahu administration. Mm-hmm. And what they're doing with that. Let's hear cut number two from Kamala Harris, please.
Given the scale of death and destruction in Gaza, and given the civilian casualties and displacement in Lebanon, it is devastating. And as president, I will do everything in my power to end the war in Gaza. To bring home the hostages, end the suffering in Gaza, ensure Israel is secure, and ensure the Palestinian people can realize their right to dignity, freedom, security, and self-determination.
Wow, that's a different vibe than what we're hearing out of the Trump campaign these days. And apparently went over very well with the crowd. 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It's a text line. Uncle Tony from Columbus says, oh, Dom, he was just kidding about the media being shot. Get over it. He had a little sarcastic note there. Yeah, I get you, Uncle Tony. Go Lions. Get over it, Packer fans. Oh, Tony, you went there. I didn't go there. Uncle Tony said that. Yes, I am a Lions fan, and yes, I did watch that game, or at least listen to it and watch the last quarter. And yeah, the Lions are the real deal. So you don't like that? You can call me 855-752-4842. You're a Packer. Are you a Packer fan? I want to assume.
I have trouble watching football.
Yeah.
I just see all their brains turning too mush, and I don't like it.
That's a little tough.
It's a little tough.
It's tough. 855-75-CIVIC. Liz Cheney, the Liz Republican, Cheney. The daughter of Darth Vader, not Leia, Liz Cheney, her dad's Darth Vader. She was on The View this morning. She had some interesting things to say. Let's hear what the former Congress lady had to say. Cut number one.
Sure.
Some of the they have actually, you know, talked about repealing the 19th Amendment. Some of those people working for Donald Trump. So, so people really remember the misogynist aspect of all of this.
Well, what were you thinking when Trump said last week that he was going to help women, whether they like it or not?
Yeah, I have a better idea. Let's defeat Donald Trump tomorrow, whether he likes it or not.
Let's defeat Donald Trump tomorrow, whether he likes it or not. Well, he's not going to like it, and he's not going to accept it, and he's going to continue to do the same thing Donald Trump always does, because guys like Donald Trump never think that guys like Donald Trump can lose. Period. And repeal the 19th Amendment. Are you kidding me? And some of the super wacko righty religious folks that are like on that, like, oh, you know, women got to, you know, basically serve men and tone down and maybe smile more. Good luck with that messaging. I did see a picture of in the social medias of someone voting in their Handmaid's Tale outfit. And I thought that was ironic. I do want to correct the record. I did say I saw a picture of a bunch of cabinet members with their faces ovaled out, and only one or two had, you could see who they were. But we saw the Washington Post just found it. About half of Trump's cabinet are supporting him.
Correct.
Okay, about half.
About half.
That's got to be the lowest ever.
Rate.
I mean, it's got to be lowest ever.
The lowest,
I don't know.
Ever.
We'd have to go back and look, but I cannot imagine. And not only like not supporting him, but coming out on the record and saying, reading the Merriam-Webster definition of a fascist and saying, oh, yeah, that applies to Trump. So, folks, if you don't know the Merriam-Webster definition of fascist, you can go to m-w.com. I know I go there a lot. You can find definition. I read a lot. There's words I don't know. I gotta look them up.
I'm really glad that you looked things up. I mean,
my Google ain't broke, nor is yours. You can go find it. But you go find out how many people in Trump's orbit, in his cabinet, in that first administration that everyone says was so great, are now coming out and say, oh, hell no, he should be nowhere near the Oval Office again. These are conservatives, lifelong conservatives, lifelong service members and administrators and bureaucrats. Folks, this is the Dom Salve Show. One last segment, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay. My fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th. At Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Buck, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so
point for me.
Good morning, Mr. Buck.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best coworkers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Whispering. The time has passed for choices. Golden days are passing over, yeah. I can't seem to see you, baby. Although my eyes are...
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIX. It's the phone line. It's a text line. Love this one. Catherine from Madison. Dom, tell me how many people Kamala has joked about getting shot? Both sides do it, quote unquote. That's a great point, Catherine, and thank you for making it. Do we have any cuts of Kamala joking about people getting shot?
No.
People getting hit?
No.
No? No, people being, press being used as human shields to
not
protect
him?
No, I don't.
Not a one.
Apparently that comes mostly from one side. And I would also suggest, emphatically, if someone on quote unquote my side, whatever side that is of that day, is talking about people getting shot as a joke, come on, no, that's bad. We don't do that. That's the point of representative government, so we don't shoot each other in the streets. See, and we address our differences through the political process, and part of that process is accepting the fact that. That while you may hold some very fervent beliefs about X, Y, or Z, if 50% plus one don't believe what you believe, you don't get that thing. And you don't get to force other people that thing. And it sucks. Man, I didn't want Trump as president last time, but there we were. And we got it. And I wasn't lamenting overturning the government. I wasn't sitting there saying all the conspiracy theories. I wasn't going QAnon. I wasn't charging the mound. Ah, that sucks. Move on. Win next time. Try that attitude sometimes, folks. Because just because you believe it with all your heart and all your soul, and you think, I can't believe all these other people don't believe what I believe. Let me tell you something. I got a lot of beliefs that other people don't believe in. Uh-huh. So what you got to do, you got to suck it up and try to maybe next time convince folks that, yes, absolutely, women should not ever have the right to choose what to do with their own body. If you think you got a winning argument for that, you think that that's how it should be, your justification under God or your justification under the fact you think men are more important than women, okay, knock yourself out. Do that. But just because you say that, just because you think that, doesn't mean other people do. And if you cannot convince them through a cogent argument and then followed through with a political process to get more votes for whatever it is that you believe in, then let it go Or here's another thing you could also do, and this is something new that some of you folks might want to try. Maybe what you think is effed up. Maybe you're on the wrong side of that issue. Maybe there's a reason why 80% of the people think X, Y, or Z, and you're one of the 20% that's trying to shove it down their throat. Maybe you could, and I'm just throwing this out there, change your position.
Grow? Evolve?
New information has come to light, man. There's a lot of Lebowski quote going on here today. I was just saying. 855-752-4842. Yeah, but new information comes to light. You absolutely. Come on. I voted for Republicans. I voted for Libertarians. I voted for Democrats.
Why did you change your mind?
I change my mind all the time.
Yeah.
It's okay. Sometimes I would drive faster than others. Sometimes I want scotch instead of tequila.
Well,
I mean, sometimes I like bacon over sausage. It's just sometimes you can change your mind. It's okay. I'm giving you permission. Doogie from Chi-Town, you're up. Welcome, Doogie. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom and your guest. Welcome. How about them Lions, man?
No, yeah, my man. Like I said.
Yeah. So that's great. I'm happy for them. I'm happy for the Motor City. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, that's great, man.
I'm not a Bears fan anymore.
That town is just lighting up. But unfortunately, you know, listen to Donald Trump. If Harris wins, then the whole country is going to be like Detroit. But which is winning. Don't you want the country to win? Exactly. I'm sorry. You go, Doogie.
Winning. So, like I said, for the last year, you know, I've always said that, you know, the rural white women will not vote for a female president. And so I wanted to get on this call just before the big, huge showdown. I want everybody to prove me wrong. Please, 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 please prove me wrong. And let's have a triumph and let's make history.
Yes, let's do it, Doogie. Amen, brother. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you calling 855-752-4842. It wasn't just the Iowa poll that came out and said that it's Harris leapfrogged, I believe was the term. Trump now.
She's got him by three.
Now up by three, 47 to 44 in Iowa. Now, again, polls are polls. Take it for what it's worth. But also, Harris has a 4-point lead over Trump in the final PBS News NPR Marist election poll. That out today as well. Harris holding a 4-point lead, 51 to 47. Just outside the polls, 3.5-point margin of error. And to Doogie's point, the Iowa polling saying that older women are breaking to Harris.
Yeah, late deciders are breaking for Harris. There's a lot of people who genuinely hadn't made up their mind yet. They were really wrestling and they're breaking for Harris.
Well, and presumably from what we've seen in the media, Donald Trump is not, you know, providing a solid closing argument. He's talking about shooting the press, getting shot and so on. Folks, thank you so much for listening to the Dom Salvia Show. I want to thank Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Thank you, Ben. He's going to be a busy guy. Folks, you want something, you want to jump in and help out, look up with Dems. They'll take your feet. They'll take your call. You can do what you can here the next 24 hours. Also, Alex Lazary, he's a Democratic National Committee member, former Bucks executive, former White House Obama White House official as well. And again, once again, our hearts and condolences go out to the Jonathan Brostoff family. Folks, thanks for listening. We'll be out of Madison tomorrow. Go vote.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from our Madison studio, where I welcome King of the Hill and Futurama TV writer Mike Rowe and musician Eric Gelland from Mascot Theory joins me in the studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th. And when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th starting at 6 p.m. on 107.5 WLAK and the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.